Chapter 5. Christmas. Christmas was coming. The snow was 6 feet deep. Everyone loved that time of year. Even the poor people of the village had cakes and cookies to eat. Nello and Patrasche were completely alone. Old Jehan Das had died a week before Christmas. He had died in his sleep. Patrasche and Nello were very sad. On the day of his funeral, they were the only ones who attended. Sadly, they would lose even their simple home. They didn't have enough money to pay the rent. The landlord told them to get out. Instead of rent money, the landlord took everything that they had. It was the night of the 23rd of December. Nello and Patrasche slept under the stars without a blanket. On the morning of Christmas Eve, they walked along the road to Antwerp. The winner of the prize was to be announced at noon. At noon, the doors of the building were opened. The crowd ran into the hall. As Nello entered the room, he saw a big drawing on the wall. It wasn't his own. He hadn't won the contest. He was so disappointed and said to Patrasche, "It's all over." The two started walking back to the village. They were hungry, sad, and tired. Snow was falling fast. It was terribly cold on the way to the village. Suddenly, Patrasche smelled something strange. He stopped and started scratching at the snow. He pulled out a small brown leather wallet. On the front of the case, the words Baz Kojes were written. Nello looked inside the wallet. He found 2,000 francs. He walked to the mill house and knocked on the door. When the miller's wife answered the door, she was crying. "Poor boy, you'd better leave before my husband sees you. He's angry tonight. He lost a lot of money." Nello took out the wallet and gave it to her. "Patrasche found the money," he said. "Please ask your husband to take care of my dog. He's old and weak. Please be good to this kind animal." He kissed his dog and quickly left. Nello had saved Alois and her family. If they had lost all that money, they would have been ruined. The miller's wife led the dog inside the house. Soon after, Baz Kojes entered through the back door. He was very sad. "I can't find it. It's gone." Then, his wife laid the wallet in his hands. She explained to him how Patrasche and Nello found the wallet. "I have been cruel to that boy," he said at last. "Nello and Patrasche should be with us on Christmas Day, and every day after that too. Let's go and find him in the morning." The miller didn't know that Nello had no hut to sleep in that night. Baz Kojes and his family had dinner that evening. Patrasche wouldn't eat any food. He just lay down by the door and cried. Later in the evening, Patrasche ran out the door as a visitor was entering the house. The dog followed those footprints all the way to Antwerp. The streets of Antwerp were empty by this time. Patrasche reached the steps of the big church. He climbed up the steps. He saw one of the doors open. He walked in and found Nello inside the church. When the boy saw his dog, he put his arms around him. "Let's lie down together and die," Nello cried out. "We aren't needed in this world." The two lay down together on the floor. The boy and his dog thought about the good old days. Then the snow stopped falling. The moon came out from behind the clouds. Moonlight brightened the inside of the church for a moment. Nello looked up and clearly saw the two paintings of the great Rubens. They were the paintings of Jesus suffering on the cross. Nello stood up and stretched his arms out to them. Tears streamed down on his face. "Oh God," he said, "I've seen them at last. It is enough. We will see his face soon." The boy and the dog then fell asleep. The next morning, people found the boy and the dog. They had frozen to death in the middle of the night. Throughout the day, the townspeople came to pay their respects to Nello and Patrasche. Baz Kojes came with Eloise, too.
"I was so cruel to that poor boy. I wish I could have made it up to him."
A famous painter came to the church that day.
"I want to pay my respects to a great artist. That boy should have won the contest."
He carried Nello's drawing with him. It was a drawing of a simple woodcutter sitting on a fallen tree. Nello was hugging Patrasche so tightly that they could not be separated. They rested together peacefully in the ground.